This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got an incredible true story here about how the fake science of climate change becomes self-reinforcing science quackery. So, as background, understand that scientists and universities and researchers and so on are essentially bribed by government to come up with as much climate change science that they can, whatever they can come up with. Just if they have to fabricate it, if they have to fake it, if they have to tweak the data, doesn't matter. They get grant money for publishing research that claims climate change is real. And so over the years, the climate change science has become more and more delusional and self-reinforcing, where they're just citing other bad studies to publish a new bad study. But it all is centered around this claim that climate change is causing every problem in the world, from migration to infertility. And the latest, which is what this podcast is about, is a published scientific article that claims climate change is causing mental anguish among humans, almost like PTSD. So that's the premise, that climate change is causing mental anguish. And the way the researchers arrive at this conclusion is by studying people who are suffering from mental anguish, who claim that they're afraid of what climate change is going to do to the planet. What's amazing about this research is that, of course, climate change isn't causing any of these things. It's the mass hysteria being pushed by the media that's causing the mental anguish that's being blamed on climate change. And the media's mass hysteria is based on the bad junk science about climate change that had been previously published. So the cycle goes like this. First, a bunch of fake scientists, well, or I should say real scientists who have their fake climate science, first, they go push some fake narrative. Oh, carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Oh, the Earth will be uninhabitable. Oh, everything's going to be destroyed. Oh my God, the oceans are going to rise 0.5 centimeters, you know, whatever their premise is. The media reports on that like it's the end of the world. The people reading the left-wing media, i.e. liberals, they start freaking out and losing their minds and going crazy. And then a new round of scientists comes along and studies those people who are freaking out and says, aha, climate change is causing mental anguish too. Not only is it melting the ice and raising the level of the oceans, it's causing people to freak out. Climate change causes mental anguish. And so this just becomes this mental circle jerk of bad science, a total quackery, fake media reporting, and all these leftists totally freaking out over a completely fabricated non-problem. And in case you were wondering, yes, carbon dioxide is not a problem. It is the greening molecule for Earth. Every tree, every blade of grass, every plant needs carbon dioxide. The more CO2 we have, the greener the Earth becomes. And NASA has even confirmed that. We covered it at naturalnews.com. They did a satellite study from 1982 to 2015, and they found that many areas of the Earth have increased their green leaf coverage by as much as 50%, including huge areas of North America. The Earth is greening. This is admitted by NASA, and it's because of CO2. So if we had more CO2, we would have a more green Earth, a more lush Earth. Like people who say they want a Green New Deal, you would think they would support greening, right? You would, that the molecule of greening being carbon dioxide, but no, they're against all that, and they're delusional and they're insane because they run around scaring each other to death. And this is what science has become under the lunatic left. Science, or climate science, has become a form of mental terrorism by which, or through which, scientists and fake journalists scare the crap out of everybody who believes their nonsense and then blames their mental hysteria on climate change. It's so insane. It's just total propaganda nonsense. But these people, these fake scientists, are getting all this grant money to publish this garbage. And the media people are, of course, pushing the propaganda so they can blame Trump. This is why science under liberalism has become a complete joke. This is why no informed person believes in any of the establishment science anymore on anything, whether it's vaccines or medicine, pharmaceuticals, neurology, sociology, anthropology, you name it, and especially this climate science BS that's utterly fabricated and it's just self-reinforced garbage. You know, the number of areas where you get real science anymore just keeps shrinking. I mean, you can find real science in areas of chemistry and physics and even astrobiology, for that matter, if you want to look at that. But, and I, you know, I'm involved in real science. I do chromatography. I do mass spectrometry in my laboratory. I'm working on another science paper right now for a mass spec, well, an LC-MS method for the quantitation of glyphosate using a new novel technique. And so I know what real science looks like, but this climate change stuff, it's BS. There is no science there. It's a bunch of people committing acts of psychoterrorism, you might say, and falsely labeling it science when it isn't science at all. It's actually just a fear campaign by these climate pushers like Al Gore, whose all of his predictions have collapsed, you know? Wasn't it in the late 1990s he said, we only have 10 years remaining? Well, guess what? The 10 years have come and gone. A lot of the ice masses are getting bigger. The Earth is getting greener. The oceans haven't inundated New York City. What are these people talking about? And then Ocasio-Cortez comes along and she says, we only have 12 years left remaining. Well, didn't she hear that Al Gore already counted down 10 years before? So how is she claiming now we have another 12? Maybe your theories are bonkers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know what a garbage disposal is, by the way. She freaked out when she moved into a new apartment in New York and it had a garbage disposal, and she flipped the switch and she was like, why is this thing in my sink screaming at me? And she was like, is this environmentally sound to grind up food? You moron, it's the most environmentally sound way to dispose of food is to grind it up and flush it, by the way. I mean, you know, excess food scraps, I don't know, maybe you could compost it in your backyard, but I'm sure New York City doesn't allow you to have a backyard garden, do they? It's probably illegal in New York City. So as far as legal ways to get rid of food scraps, garbage disposal is the most environmentally friendly way of all. Ocasio-Cortez has never heard of it, but she's supposed to tell us how to run our entire economy to save the world. But she doesn't know what a garbage freaking disposal is. These people are morons, okay? It's not just AOC. It's these so-called climate scientists. They're cognitively impaired, and they don't know anything about chemistry. They couldn't draw a carbon dioxide molecule on the chalkboard if you asked them to, and that's crazy because it's only got one carbon atom and two oxygens, and they still couldn't draw it. But they've somehow convinced the world that you have to listen to them and do what they say in order to live beyond the next 12 years. It's insane. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com. for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.